edge. What shapes the relationship between high and stellar observables in faint dwarf galaxies? By Martin P. Ray et al. We show how the interplay between feedback and mass growth histories introduces scatter in the relationship between stellar and neutral gas properties of field faint dwarf galaxies, M-star 10 to the power of 6 M-sun. Across a suite of cosmological, high-resolution zoomed simulations, we find that dwarf galaxies of stellar masses 10 to the power of 5 is less than or equal to M-star is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 6 M-sun are bimodal in their cold gas content, being either high-rich or high-deficient. This bimodality is generated through the coupling between I, the modulation of high contents by the background of ultraviolet radiation, UVB, at late times and E, the significant scatter in the stellar mass-halo mass relationship induced by Ryanization. Furthermore, our high-rich dwarfs exhibit disturbed and time-variable neutral gas distributions primarily due to stellar feedback. Over the last 4 billion years, we observe order of magnitude changes around the median MHI, factor of a few variations in high spatial extents, and spatial offsets between high and stellar components regularly exceeding the galaxy's optical sizes. Time variability introduces further scatter in the M-star MHI relation and affects a galaxy's detectability in high at any given time. These effects will need to be accounted for when interpreting observations of the population of faint, high-bearing dwarfs by the combination of optical and radio-wide, deep surveys. This was Edge. What shapes the relationship between high and stellar observables in faint dwarf galaxies? By Martin P. Ray et al.